As we start today, I'd first like to go back, since at this point all our TV audience too should have hopefully seen Excalibur, and straighten out a few things. The reason I didn't let you see Excalibur before we had our first test was, you can see you start mixing up some things. Are the three sisters, or is it just Morgana? What's going on here? And we just to reiterate some comments I made along, which of course people have seen this on TV. Weren't fortunate enough to hear my kibitzing. Land and King are one. What they do is, in the Arthurian material, and we're going to really beat this up at the end. This is why we're going to see Monty Python. If we had some extra time, actually seeing Indiana Jones in The Search for the Grail really has some good stuff in. We could talk about it too. But what they do traditionally, King Pelles of Kobenik is the Fisher King. In the first completed Grail romance by Wolfram von Eschenbach, the Grail King's called Anfortes or Amfortes. And so the Fisher King appears with a couple different names. But the Fisher King and Arthur are separate people. And when we go back to the Cretian material, when we go back, if we were to go back to some of the same time material written in German literature on the same topics, it's really not about Arthur. Arthur is kind of this, you know, not gray presence out there, he's kind of this golden presence out there, held up as an ideal, but we're really seeing knightly romances, we're seeing the adventures of the knights. And so here we're reading about Arthur.